T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
Somebody this weekend is going leafing. We have a leafer in the group!
BJ.
I'm going to say Spadil, no.
Right.
Because
correct.
Spadil is on a video game run right now.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie, she won't even get the leaves out of her yard.
It's like, you've seen one leaf, you've seen them all.
BJ, I don't like leaves. I don't like trees. I don't like leaves. It leaves old golden boy.
Jamie.
You were just a party animal at the temple getting bottle service, and now you're a leafer?
I want to go see the leaves. I haven't gone to see the leaves in like years.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh my God. Holy hell. Are we working today?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is this thing on? All right. Listen, everybody. It is a lovely, lovely Columbus Day, Indigenous Day morning. Are banks open?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Post office?
Maybe.
Well, that's a great question.
It's a
question.
National holiday, right? So no.
I don't know if it's a national holiday anymore. I have no idea. I thought we were doing Indigenous Day, but I just understood. I was reading an article. I guess Colorado hasn't signed the proclamation to make us officially Indigenous Day. So I think we're still Columbus Day. A bunch of states have become officially Indigenous Day, but we're not one of them.
Yeah, it's so weird to me. It's like this weird in the middle. I don't know.
I don't know either. It's like
it is a federal holiday, so banks, post, you shouldn't get mail today.
Same with garbage.
Yeah.
Well, shouldn't we have today off?
That's what I thought. Someone said it yesterday. I was like, wait, do we have tomorrow off?
I feel like we were supposed to have today off.
I think they make us choose between like this or whatever the one is in the spring. Like Labor Day?
Whatever. No, I think everybody gets that one off.
Yeah, Labor Day,
everybody gets
off.
That off.
Everyone gets that one off.
You're maybe thinking Lincoln's birthday or something.
Yeah,
President's,
something like that.
President's Day. That's what we're thinking. I don't know. And schools are in. I know that for sure because my kid has freaking 4 tests today because it's finals week. Before they go into
end of the
fall
semester.
He is snowed today. All right. Anyway, BJ, let me tell you what I think happened. I don't know anything. And no, we don't start at 6:30. It's just been, we had that system upgrade over the week. We're still going through it, by the way. so we're still going through it. BJ had to be quarantined because he had exposure to the COVID. Did you guys feel like his text was so defeated?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. He totally thought he'd be coming back today.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you guys read it, but it basically said, due to HR, I have to be back out one more day. I'll be back on Tuesday.
Well, it was due to HR, ... I'll be back on Tuesday.
Yeah, he was just done. He's so done with it. I feel bad for him.
Well, he's been stuck at home for a while now.
A long time, right? Like a week almost.
Yeah.
So, and then we got a system where we were going to have him just do the show live from his house. And but because we have the system update, our boss doesn't trust it, and he thought everybody's heads were just going to pop off their bodies if it didn't work right. And so, even though we gave him a system to do the show from home, I think our boss was just like, yeah, let's just not do that.
You know what? It's just going to be too much of a headache for everyone.
Let's just not do that at all. Anyway. All right. So, it is a Monday Indigenous-y, Columbus-y, Indigenous-y? What? somebody said, no mail, no bank today. Oh, wow.
And apparently trash is running.
Oh, trash is today? Okay. All right. Well, anyway, all that is going on today. We're going to do the show one more day without BJ. And like I said, he wants to be here. Trust me. Just based on the text alone, the dot, dot, dots. And he's not a dot, dot, dotter. I am.
No, that's too much work.
Yeah. I'm more of the dot, dot, dotter. All right. We're going to, I know that we were only on for 2 seconds, but we're going to take a really, really quick break. We're going to get to our tablet trash because, you guys, I have sad news. Kim Kardashian, she nailed it.
She's funny.
She slayed it.
Nailed it. I'm so mad.
I know. I am too. I thought it was going to be a train wreck, but I was like, oh, I don't even want to admit this, but it was actually a pretty good show.
Actually, I kind of like her now.
I know.
Yeah. No, you don't. Don't say that.
All right, we'll take a little break when we come back. Tablet trash.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, my God. Happy Indigenous Day. It's such a great day. Did we have any frost overnight?
I didn't. I mean, I know we had a frost advisory, but
yeah,
I didn't
did.
See any.
I didn't either. Now I feel bad because I texted all my friends, oh my God, there's going to be frost. Everybody's freaking out, pulling in all their plants and stuff, and then now I look like an idiot.
I did unhook my hose, though, because I was scared.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
But I think you're good. I don't think it was that cold.
Oh, crap.
I think it's coming sometime this week, but it's not. It hasn't happened yet.
No, but we had the National Weather Service gave us an advisory.
Last night like 8 a.m. this morning or something like that.
Yep, it sure did. And then they were wrong because I agree with Schmidl. Then now they're saying, well, it's for, you know, I-70 and all that. But yesterday, I promise I have the little map where it shows where it was coming
in. Mine specifically said Palmer Divide, so that's right around where I live.
Crap, I forgot about that hose thing. Man. But we don't have to do that until we get like a hard freeze.
Yeah, it's going to be extreme. But I did it just as precaution.
You know what's funny about that? And if y'all don't know what we're talking about, and you just moved to Colorado, it's a kind of a new thing for myself. When I moved from LA, I was like, you have to do what? You have to disconnect your hoses from your house because somehow it makes your water pipes explode. I'm not even kidding. Inside.
Somehow it keeps kind of like leaking in, and then the water that's leaking into the hose freezes, and it frees back into the pipe.
Into the house.
Yeah.
And so I told my neighbors that, and he was such a cocky bastard. He's like, Jamie, I've lived here for quite a while, and you don't have to do that. I said, okay, well, I just moved here, and this was my list of things I must do for the oncoming. And sure enough, guess what happened?
His pipes burst.
Yeah. And then his old lady mom had to come and use my toilet. Ew. Oh. Like, I don't want her poop in my house. Yuck. Anyway, all that happened. So remember, just to disconnect your hoses as we get into the winter. But I feel like we have a few nice days still coming up, don't we? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, even on Wednesday, we may get some, they said, rain/snow mix. But, I mean, still going to be, the high's going to be like 55.
Yeah,
so.
I haven't seen any lows below 40, which is when it really starts being a problem.
Well, yeah, and it's that weird time of year where we don't know if we're going to wake up to snow. We don't know if we're going to wake up to a nice day.
Yeah, you never really know what's going to happen right around these couple weeks.
Exactly. And this is just in case you don't know, and I'll try to find the picture again. This is when I got 5 inches of snow inside the Range Rover.
And
it destroyed it.
Because you left your sunroof
open. I had the sunroof open. And it was a beautiful day like it was yesterday. And then it snowed. And you guys, it destroyed it. I think I had like $8,000 worth of damage and they wouldn't total it out.
Oh, they wouldn't total
it?
They
sure
wouldn't. It was
just
enough, right?
Yep. Yeah, they wouldn't total it.
Wow.
I was so mad.
Oh, that's a bad reality.
Yeah,
because
you know I was trying to get rid of that piece of crap anyway. Remember? Because I was trying to get the bear to eat it and all that stuff.
Yes, the snow.
Finally.
That thing's indestructible.
Oh, my God. $8,000 worth of electronics because it was so much snow. All right, let's talk about Saturday Night Live like we said we would, which is, you guys, Kim Kardashian was amazing.
Yeah, she slayed.
She was so good. And I was like, no, 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 no. Oh, man, that was funny, too. No, 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 no. Oh, crap, that was funny, too.
Her whole monologue was good.
It was so good. Yeah. And I can't believe that. I mean, obviously, it was written for her. But I can't believe she went ahead and slammed every single member of her family.
No one was off the table.
It
was
insane. Okay with it. Yeah,
it was crazy. Even Kanye. She even slammed Kanye. And you know he's scary.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't even know if we have that one, but we'll try to find it. Cause she does. Here's where she slams Kanye. Number 3, please.
Now I know we're divided as a country, but I'd love America to come together. Which is why I'm here to announce that I'm just kidding, guys. not running for president. We can't have three failed politicians in one family. I've been very blessed in this life, and I'm grateful for everything. Honestly, all the ups, all the downs. I mean, I married the best rapper of all time. Not only that, he's the richest black man in America. A talented, legit genius who gave me four incredible kids. So, when I divorced him, you have to know it came down to just one thing. His personality.
Which is so true, right?
And she just moves to the next joke.
Yeah, just and she was great, you guys. She slayed it. It was unbelievable. By the way, I didn't know he was the wealthiest black man. I thought Jay-Z was.
No, he surpassed him earlier this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Or what about that guy that does all those different, you know, oh my God. He's an actor, but he also produces movies, but he does all the different.
Tyler Perry?
Yeah.
The creator?
Yeah. How'd you know that? Well, you're psychic. That was good. I didn't even give you enough hints and you did it. That was good because I thought he was worth a lot of money.
Yeah, he is. But yeah, Kanye surpassed all of them this earlier this year.
And I guess his song, that song he released, which is pretty good, I have to admit, it's about his life. It just hit like 10 million or 10 billion. I don't know.
Like streams or something?
Yeah, something crazy. Yeah. What?
Donda?
Yeah. Well, no, that's the album, but that one song. Is it called Donda 2?
I think it's called Donda 2, yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, let's see here. She also, Kim Kardashian on Saturday Night Live, also slams her mom and Caitlyn, number two.
I understand that the things that I say carry weight. But, you know, I would never tell anyone what they can or can't do. Remember, I'm a Kim, not a Karen. And honestly, with all of the K names, it's really impressive that my mom didn't pick Karen. I mean, somehow she just knew. I don't know how she saw that one coming and not Caitlin.
It was funny. Yeah. It just was. And I, again, you know, on Friday when we were talking about it, I was like, you guys, nobody wants to watch this. And people were slamming it, saying that Saturday Night Live needs to do better, all this stuff. But my God, she's funny.
I know. It pains me to say that. It really does. Like, I was sitting there the entire episode. I'm like, oh, why do I like this? Like, this might be one of the best SNLs I've actually seen in a while.
Long time. Yeah.
And, like, the skits were good. Like, even when they start off with Facebook, the whole Facebook, when they were talking to the girl that dropped everything, the big
bomb
whatever in court.
Yeah.
I was like, even that was funny.
I know.
So disappointing.
And even the Aladdin, you know, in case you haven't seen it, but then Pete Davidson gets to kiss Kim Kardashian.
Oh, you know, that was the highlight of his life.
I know.
He was like, I can't believe I'm actually kissing Kim Kardashian.
I'm going to kiss Kim Kardashian. Yeah, and so it was really good. She also slams her sister, number one.
I'm Kim Kardashian West, and it's so great to be here tonight. I know. I'm surprised to see me here, too. When they asked, I was like, you want me to host? Why? I haven't had a movie premiere in a really long time. I mean, actually, I only had that one movie come out, and no one told me it was even premiering. It must have slipped my mom's mind. I'm excited to be here tonight to show you guys that I'm so much more than just a pretty face. And good hair. And great makeup, and amazing boobs, and a perfect butt. Basically, I'm just so much more than that reference photo my sister showed their plastic surgeons.
So bad.
I know it.
She actually even slammed SNL because she was like, I have like 365 million followers, and oh, what does SNL get, like 10 million? So this is like a real chill night for me.
Yeah, she's
this
is no big deal. No big deal at all. Yeah, she was really great, and again, we're sad to say. The only thing I was thinking about, because they did so many skits with her, is that if you don't know the Kardashians or you don't know anything about her, you know, I was just thinking about older people that are sitting home, you know, late on a Saturday night, and they're like, well, who the hell is this? Bernadette? Have you ever seen this, some bitch? You know, because all the jokes were so inside and only a Kardashian thing and Caitlyn thing.
Yep.
And, by the way, also Kris Jenner showed up on the show, and so did Khloe. I don't know why the other sisters didn't, but they were the chosen ones. The whole thing was just, it was good, and you can't slam it. You can't even find anything. I tried everything. Trust me.
No
joke. It
was
just good all the way around.
It really was. Even Colin Jost got in on Jost, Joust, Joust, Joust.
Jost.
Jost?
Yeah, you say it with a Y.
Jost.
Jost.
It's Jost. Colin Jost.
Okay. We're
going to
fight, I guess.
Is it Jost or Jost?
I think it's Jost. Jost.
It's Jost? But you think it's Jost?
It's Jost.
All I know is he's married to a hot chick.
Yeah.
Scarlett.
Yeah. So here's what he had to say.
Now, the weird thing is, I went to school with Mark Zuckerberg, and I was there when he created Facebook. And I feel terrible. I mean, sometimes I wish I had a time machine so I could go back to college and find Mark and say, hey, man, can I be part of your company?
It was funny. I mean, we ended on a bad note right there, but compared to everything else, it was really good. Obviously, we're going to take a break and find out if it's Jost or Jost, and these two are going to fight. But I have to tell you, there's something on TikTok that's gone viral, and I really, really like it, and I'm ashamed that I like it, and I think we have to do the dance.
Yeah.
You know how
come on.
Is it like on a two shakes and remember that went viral?
Yeah.
Well, there's a new one that's going viral, you guys. But the good news is it doesn't have a real dance. Like you can do your own dance to it.
Yeah, I feel you can kind of make it up.
Yeah, you get to make it up.
I think if you watch the original video, there is a little bit of a dance to it. There's some moves going on.
Well, she does it.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what you're talking about right now. Anyway, we'll give you all the details when we come back.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, my God. Speaking of, that was just Justin Bieber. By the way, good morning, everyone. BJ will be here tomorrow. He tested negative yesterday, so he will be here tomorrow. And you guys, I'm worried. I'm worried about him coming out of the gates because he has been locked up at home for so long, right? And he's just going to flip out when
he's gonna come out hot.
Yes. I'm afraid he'll never shut up once he gets here. But as Schmidl and I were talking about, we'll do your impression of his text that we got yesterday. How defeated it is.
Yeah, per HR ... I will be coming in on Tuesday morning. ...
They wouldn't let him come in today. He's so sad. I mean, you could just read it in his group text. It was awful. Anyway, like I said, speaking of Justin Bieber, who we just played, you guys, I'm not proud of it, but I watched that stupid, Amazon Prime show with Justin Bieber.
Our World, yeah.
Yeah, it's called Our World or whatever, what he said. And it's just his concert.
Yeah, I saw the trailer and I was kind of, you know, because I love the Biebs. I was like, all right, well, I mean, the first YouTube docuseries seasons was really good and I enjoyed it a lot. And I was like, well, this looks good. And then I saw the trailer and I was like, I don't know, they're focusing a lot on the concert that he did on New Year's Eve. So I was like, it's either going to be a decent or it's just going to be basically just the concert and that's
it. It was the concert. The only thing I thought, and again, this is on Amazon Prime, and for you Biebs fans that are like Carson.
You believers out there.
The only thing that I would have, and you know, I'm a girl that is very, I'm a very jealous person, is that when he was singing the song about Selena Gomez, I was like, No, Haley's watching. Haley's watching the song. Haley's watching this song, and you're like doing an acoustic version of it, all sensitive and stuff.
The feels.
Yeah, and I was like, don't do that. And then they pan to Haley, and she sings this part, like she mouths it. My mom doesn't like you, and she likes everyone.
Oh. I mean, that's a perfect, if you're going to show the wife, that's the part you show
right?
her right there.
It's like, my mom don't like you, she likes everyone. I was like, ooh, okay. Anyway, so that was happening over the weekend. It was a big, huge weekend for me. The other thing that happened was I went to Home Depot, and can I give you all some advice? Go to the depot at the beginning of a Broncos game. There's not one person there.
Dead.
Oh, that was the best part about driving home from practice yesterday.
Yeah.
I got home in like 20 minutes. Normally, it takes me like an hour to get there.
Yeah,
it was
everyone's
sweet.
Off the road.
Yeah.
It's perfect. The Home Depot, Lowe's, always go at the beginning of the football game because everybody's, you know, either at a bar or whatever, and nobody was at the depot.
Yeah.
Nobody.
I actually went to the grocery store right before halftime.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this game is sucking. Like, yeah. I was not into it. So I was like, I'm just going to leave. And at least I'll, like, if maybe they pick it up in the third and fourth, I'll get to see it. But I went to the grocery store dead.
No one there.
I was in and out like 15 minutes. I was like, yes.
It really is the secret here. And by the way, let's talk about that game.
Brutal.
You guys, what happened? What? It was going okay. I mean, we were in the, because I got home and I turned it on. I was like, oh, okay, we're kind of in it. We can win. And then at the end, I'm like, we are going to get a touchdown and we're going to win this sucker. And then we didn't.
I think I could sum it up with the...
All coming down to this, Bridgewater. Intercepted. James Pierre picked it. And Pittsburgh is going to win it.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing I thought of during that interception was Drew had to be going, see, I'm not the only one that got an interception on the last play.
That's definitely his first
interception of the whole year.
Whose?
Drew. Bridgewater? Bridgewater's, yeah.
That's his first one. And it was at the last, the most important play of the game.
Yes, it was.
But I do think that Drew was saying, see, I'm not the only one.
He was probably real excited about
it.
Yeah. Last play of the game.
If you're not the starter, like, so whatever, Teddy comes back and is like, all right, Teddy's back, whatever. If you're that guy, it happens on every single team. If you're that second string guy or you got benched or something like that, you secretly hope that the player in front of you fails. Even though it may mean that the team loses, you're secretly on the bench like, yeah, throw that
interception.
So
you're saying that Drew was like inside going, ha, ha, yeah!
Listen, he might as well have been on the Steelers bench celebrating with them. Okay, jumping up and down.
Well, because it was the last play, and it was just like it ran for him.
Exactly.
The last play, interception. He's like, see, he's no better than me. Now, did you go to Grange Hall?
Yeah.
Okay, so if y'all don't know, there's a new place, and it's called Grange Hall, and it's over by Fiddler's.
So, yeah, it's right where the CB and Potts
used to be.
So okay. They turned that CB and Potts into Grange Hall. It's amazing to go there, watch a game, and just chill out.
So what is this place? I don't even know really what the thing is.
So like, they've got a ton of their own like craft brews and everything like that. It's a bar, but it's also basically a food hall. So they have a pizza place, they have a burger place, they have a fried chicken place. They've got Euros.
Milk marketplace, but like more sports oriented.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like Milk Market. Okay.
It's legit. It's good.
Legit. Whoa.
And the food.
Hey, if you guys would go, it's legit.
The Crack Shack is the chicken place, and it's so good.
The Crack Shack.
Yeah, they call it the Crack Shack.
It looks fun. I saw the video. By the way, if you don't know, you can go on Facebook. Carson took a little video of it. It looks cool.
Yeah, it's legit.
But stop saying that.
It is. It's so good. It's a good little chill place.
It's legit.
They got a nice little patio and everything.
Stop saying legit. I'm gonna lose my mind. Oh my God. Somebody hit him. No, I'm kidding. It's legit. I guess I'm just jealous because that's not in my repertoire. You know what I mean? Like, I don't just pull out legit.
Oh, well.
What was Mike saying?
Your vocab?
Yeah, because you kept saying something on Friday. Remember, Mike came in and he's like, oh my God, stop saying that.
Oh, word.
Word.
Oh, yeah.
Like if someone texts me and it's like a K, but a little bit more elaborate. It's like, word.
Yeah. So our boss comes in on Friday and he's talking to Carson about doing something. He goes, yeah, word. And our boss just stops and goes, what? Word. Okay. All right. We didn't get a chance to get to it, but I'm going to give you a little bit of a tease of the new dance that's sweeping the nation. By the way, I ate so much candy over the weekend. This is my jam, as the cool people say, because it's legit, right? I ate so much. I don't know what's going on with me. Like, how do you know if you're diabetic? Like, do you just want candy? I just want candy.
I think it's if you start, like, peeing a lot, like, after you have that candy. Because your body can't handle the sugar, so that's how it gets it out.
I haven't been peeing a lot.
Or you pass out because you're low on blood sugar. That wouldn't happen either.
I don't know what it is. I've been obsessed with candy all weekend long. Like, I ate, like, crap all weekend. Like,
so you ate all the Halloween candy that you bought?
No, what I did was, remember when we were going to see if Skittles all taste the same?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I bought 3 bags of Skittles so we could all try it. I ate all 3 bags.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't seen a Skittle in here at all.
Yeah.
Where's my Skittles?
And like I told you last time, because I ate the other 3 bags the last time, oh, my God. I just come by him and I talk to him. I'm like, hey, Skittle friend, just pop in my mouth. They do.
Sounds like you had a great weekend.
It was kind of fun. Some other things happened. Like, I didn't go to the HOA party, and I lied and said I was super busy.
Well, you were talking to your Skittles, so I get it.
Anyway, so here's the new dance that's going to get rid of all that sugar. Listen.
Hi, y'all. I'm Pamela Pupkin, and you're about to do Pamela Pupkin's Halloween workout. Woo! This is Alan. All right, come on. Shake off the Skittles. Shake off the Reese's. Shake off those candy corns. Now ride the witch's broom. Ride the witch's broom. Ride the witch's broom. Ride the witch's broom. Squash Satan, kick him in the crotch. Squash Satan, kick him in the crotch. Squash Satan, kick him in the crotch. Kick that Satan in the crotch.
Yes, it's the new song, Sweeping the Nation. By the way, this is all over TikTok. Yeah, I had some time to watch TikTok. And everybody's doing this dance.
Yeah, it's popping up all over the place.
So I have a weird question about TikTok. And I know we're supposed to be doing a show for you guys, but I have to ask him something. All right, so I've been watching TikTok over the weekend, and it's like, find out the next, so like, it's a lot of people, at least my TikTok is neighbors fighting neighbors,
Right?
Like there's a lot of fights and it's like, to continue this, follow me or something to see that. I can't figure out how to see what happened next.
Like part two or yeah. Like part whatever.
Yeah, when they say part two.
Yeah. So you just swipe left on their profile.
Yeah.
When that video comes up, Just swipe left and it'll bring you to their profile.
And
so
then
you
can
look
watch,
at all their videos.
Because I don't know what happened to the neighbor who he thought he had this part of the property, and the other guy said, no, it's my part of the property.
So you're just left hanging.
And I don't know what happened.
You need resolution.
I do. All my TikTok is nothing but neighbors fighting, babies, and there was something else that was just odd. Oh, like fails. Like, you know, people falling down.
Oh, yeah. Riding bikes, eating.
I'm still worried about how BJ said that it's nothing but like hot chicks. Remember when he said that before he left us with COVID?
He's not just hot chicks, but like high school hot chicks. Yeah.
He's in the creepy section.
Yeah.
That's where he's at. He's falling into that hole.
Because I remember just stopping thinking, no, my TikTok's not like that at all.
It's based on what you land on and then what you actually, like how much time you spent on it. And maybe he's given a little heart every once in a while.
It could be. That very much could be. All right, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, I want to talk about this thing that I did. It's called Thread Up. Have y'all ever done Thread Up?
No.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
I've never heard those two words put together.
It's really, really exciting. And let me just tell you something. I bought this sweater off of Amazon for $7.
Looks good.
No, it does not.
Why?
Look at these sleeves.
Well, I mean, the sleeves are a little big, but whatever.
This is going into my thread up pile. It's a whole thing. I'll explain it when we come back.
Hi, y'all. I'm Pamela Pupkin, and you're about to...
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, don't forget, later on this morning, we have Denver Nuggets tickets to give away to see the Dallas Mavericks. So we have those a little later this morning. It's basketball season.
I know.
It's coming up. That's crazy. Because God knows the Broncos suck. It was so bad. They didn't suck, though. That's the thing. They were in the game.
No, they were bad.
They were bad. The entire game pretty much was bad.
The score is a lot closer, and obviously they had the chance at the end to tie it up, but they got dominated.
They didn't get dominated. Otherwise, the score would be different. A domination means somebody's way. By the way, speaking of which... I was in the middle of way. something happened with Evergreen. I was seeing something all over Facebook. I guess Evergreen, they unfortunately lost their assistant coach, I think. He passed away. It was a really sad, that part was a really sad situation. But then they were playing, and I guess they were being beaten so bad they didn't come back out.
Oh.
Did y'all hear that? The
no.
High school team? Yeah, no. they were getting beaten so bad that they didn't come back out after halftime.
That's sad.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And I guess it was because everybody was so emotional and, you know, I don't know. Anybody else hear about that?
I did not.
I'm a girl, okay? And I know high school football stuff in Evergreen. What is going on so random in my life that I know these stories, right? What? I don't know. All right. A couple of things that we want to get to, and that is the last tabloid trash that we did, there was a huge fight. Almost came to, what do they call it, like where you guys were punching each other out.
Blows.
Yes. Schmidil says that it's on Saturday Night Live. It's Colin Jost.
It is Colin Jost.
And Carson then said, no, it's Jost.
Colin Jost.
Right? And they got kind of pissy at each other, I'm going to be honest. And it went back and forth. And I think we have the actual audio. Here it is.
Colin Jost.
Oh, that's definitely a Jost.
Yeah, it's a hard J.
That's a hard J right there.
By the way, I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but did you know that Bowen Yang, he's on Saturday Night Live. He's the newest cast member, I think, to be added. I think he's Chinese-American, the first Chinese-American to be added to Saturday Night Live cast. He's from Colorado. Like, he's a native of Colorado. Not only that, he went to Smoky Hill High School.
No way.
Yeah, he graduated in 2008. From Smoky Hill High School, and he was on the Smoky Hill improv team.
They have an improv team?
I didn't even...
That's pretty cool.
Huh.
We don't have an improv team in our high school.
I definitely didn't have an improv team.
We didn't at mine, no.
Yeah,
so he went to Smoky Hill, and he was on the improv at the improv club or whatever for Smoky Hill, and now he's on freaking Saturday Night Live.
Good for him.
What a journey that must have been, right? I mean, how long did that take?
I know, he graduated 4 years after me, and he's way more famous than I'll ever be. It's really depressing.
He's making more money than any of us will ever make.
I know.
Yeah, from Smokey Hill.
Good for him.
Yeah.
See, kids, dreams come true. Just have to, I don't know, whatever you have to do. Speaking of which, Saturday Night Live, we loved Kim Kardashian, and we don't want to say it.
It pains us.
We hate saying it, but she was amazing. And I think my favorite one, if you want to go to it, is number two. Here's number two.
I understand that the things that I say carry weight, but, you know, I would never tell anyone what they can or can't do. Remember, I'm a Kim, not a Karen. And honestly, with all of the K names, it's really impressive that my mom didn't pick Karen. I mean, somehow she just knew. I don't know how she saw that one coming and not Caitlin.
That was kind of funny. It was. And by the way, her mom was on the show, and so was Chloe. The other sisters weren't, but she went all out. I mean, listen, she was funny because they wrote funny stuff.
Yeah.
But she delivered it well. She wasn't nervous like I thought she'd be. And she didn't do the, I'm all, oh my God, girl.
Yeah, there wasn't like a lot of value like.
Exactly. That's what I thought there would be, but she just delivered the monologue, and she seemed...
Actually didn't hear her say like one time.
No, and she seemed really confident in it. Here is the other thing where she slams her husband, Kanye West, number three.
Now I know we're divided as a country, but I'd love America to come together, which is why I'm here to announce that I'm running for... I'm just kidding, guys. I'm not running for president. We can't have three failed politicians in one family. I've been very blessed in this life, and I'm grateful for everything. Honestly, all the ups, all the downs. I mean, I married the best rapper of all time. Yeah. Not only that, he's the richest black man in America, a talented, legit genius who gave me four incredible kids. So, when I divorced him, you have to know it came down to just one thing. His personality.
Oof.
That's such a hard slam.
It is, isn't it? And you know he's not taking it well, right? I haven't seen or heard from him either since Saturday night.
Well, I did see a headline that they were actually walking out of SNL together that
night.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Well, good for them.
But I don't know. He probably didn't know that there was a slam like
I'm
that
sure
in there.
He didn't, right? But then also over the weekend, I did see that he hit some kind of crazy numbers with streaming on his song. So he's got to be like, aha, see, I'm not that bad after all. I don't know. It was funny. She was funny. I have a question about this one. I'm going to go to the Justin Bieber expert, and that happens to be Carson with my question. What's with Justin Bieber doing a video, a music video with Diane Keaton?
It's weird because I saw the headline and like it's almost like his love interest, but it's...
I thought it was like a death thing.
It is because it all opens up. It's this Ghost video, his latest music video, released on Friday. And what this is...
And just to tell you, so it was a new song released on Friday, a video, and it's Diane Keaton and she's old.
She's 75.
She's 75. Yes. All right, go ahead.
So anyway, what I got from the video is that he was there for her when her husband died. Like they were at the funeral together
Justin
and everything.
Justin Bieber was?
Yeah.
In real life?
Oh, no, I don't think so. No, it was just
in the video. Yeah. Oh, okay.
But everyone's freaking out because, like, there's no way, like, those two were hooking, like, hooking up in the video and all that stuff. Like, but
you saw a different video.
So what it is that they were at the funeral together, and then it plays out where almost like he's hanging out with her, making her feel good. They're going to bars, taking shots and stuff like that. But then there's a twist. Like, you're almost like, okay, are they hooking up in the video? Like, is this a thing? But then at the end of the video, he actually hooks her up with someone on Tinder, like an old dating app.
I never thought they were hooking up in the video.
Really?
What did you watch?
No, a lot of people did.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like,
no.
Like,
I haven't seen it yet.
He was the young buck.
Justin Bieber and Diane Keaton in that video did not seem like they were hooking up. I thought that it was even worse than that. I thought it was a video about how he's never going to see her again, and, like, he hopes, like, she's dead. And I thought, this is mean to Diane Keaton, like, she's dead.
No, I read it as, like, yeah, they're, like, hooking up.
The way
he's the young buck.
It sounds like she wants to take her out and, like, make her feel young again because he feels bad that this just happened to her.
Yeah, but they spend a lot of time together.
You gotta watch it before you have an opinion. No, he thinks that they're hooking up.
Well, but then
with Diane Keaton, I think it's about her being dead, and, like, he always wants her in the life. Like, I thought it was like his mom or something.
Oh, no, she.
You thought they were stupid?
He was helping.
Like, 50-year difference.
Listen, I mean, sometimes the age knows no limit, right? I don't know.
50 years. I don't know.
I feel like there's a limit.
Yeah. Well, they're both consenting adults. I feel like he was trying to help her get past
the death
of her former husband. But then
here's what we're going to do. We're going to put the video on Facebook right now, okay, as soon as we get into a break. Okay, Shmadel, will you do that?
Yeah.
And put on there, Carson thinks this is about Justin Bieber banging Diana Keaton.
I'm not the only one who thought that. There was a lot of theories.
I don't think anybody thought about you, creepy guy.
They're on a beach. They're on a beach, and they're spreading the ashes, right? And he's literally all over her, like, bear hugging her from behind, and it's weird.
No, like a mom. He's hugging her like a mom.
No, that's not how I hug my mom. Okay.
Let's take a break and put this up right now, okay? All right, there you go. Tell my trash.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, we were just talking about the new Justin Bieber video that dropped with Diane Keaton. Yes, I know. With Diane Keaton. And Carson's thought is that they were doing it.
It's creepy.
Creepy. I know, but just because what you're reading, don't change it up. Stick with what your conviction.
No, I still think they're hooking up in the video.
Because nobody in their right mind on Texnado thinks that's true. Everybody thinks it's his grandma or whatever and blah, blah, blah. So we put it up on Facebook and we'll take your reaction there. But right now on Texnado, not one person agrees with Carson. In fact, words like ew are coming through.
Whatever. He's hugging her on the beach from behind, and it's weird. And he's, like, whispering in her ear, like, almost licking her ear. It's kind of, it's creepy. Oh, that's all I'm saying.
Okay. You know what, you guys, speaking of which, because I told you I watched the stupid concert from Justin Bieber that just came out on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that thing that you guys said that you do, and I was like, I don't do that. And I'm wrong. When you're watching something and you start to Google the people and stuff.
Yeah, you Google facts, everything that you hear.
Right? I told you the only time I've ever done that is with Shark Tank. When I'm watching, I'm getting kind of bored and I want to know if they accepted it and if it succeeded. I'll do it with Shark Tank, but I don't do it with anything else. And I called you guys crazy. Well, I'm sitting there at, like, I don't know, yesterday morning at freaking 3 a.m. watching Justin Bieber on Amazon Prime, and I'm Googling his mom's net worth.
His mom's net worth? That's hilarious.
Yeah, because he was hugging all his siblings from his dad's side. He has like 4 siblings from his dad's side, and he's been married twice, and I'm like, how much is he paying out to all these families? Mm-hmm. But the mom, just so you guys know, so you don't have to Google. So Justin Bieber's mom's worth $20 million, and they say she got it because she wrote a book, a tell-all book.
Oh.
And she lives in Hawaii, and Justin and his mom, Patty, didn't talk for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I Googled that. Because he was so embarrassed that he was on drugs and being a, you know, punk and getting in trouble and being sued and fighting and all that, that he was too embarrassed to talk to her. because he knew how disappointed she'd be.
Oh. Okay.
So she moved to Hawaii.
I think she'd be more disappointed that her son's not talking to her, though, than, you know, was turning
his life around. No, because she's really religious, and so he knew that she would be like, nope, not dealing with
this. Yeah, he was off the rails.
Oh, my God, he was so bad. Yeah, drugs and that weird, what's that drink, like mean or lean? Yeah, lean.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was drinking. Anyway, he was messy. Anything else you guys want to know about Justin Bieber? I got all of it.
I'm fascinated.
I know, me too. I don't know why I do that. I hate myself for Googling while watching. The other thing I want to tell you about is Adele. I guess she has a new song out. Do we like it? I haven't heard it.
It's not out yet. October 15th. She did do like IG Live over the weekend and she started to sing a snippet of it, but that, and then she cut it off.
Hello.
It wasn't that one.
All right, here it is.
There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever. That's all I'm
going to
play.
I still have her in my head as Chunky.
You do?
How did you guys have her?
I have new Adele in my head.
Oh, you have? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I can't accept new Adele.
No.
No.
Well, and it's just that voice. It's so full
chunky
and just like, just prominent.
It's not chunky is the wrong word. It's voluptuous.
Thick?
No, voluptuous.
I wouldn't have gone with that.
Chunky, though, was worse out of me. I don't mean that. I'm just saying, I'm like, I only see her because she's so full-bodied. Like a big beer.
Beer.
Yeah.
No, full-bodied beer.
Like a full hops.
Yeah. But I can't picture her as thin. I mean, she looks gorgeous. I guess she said that she was drinking tea every morning and she cut out all the sugar.
She works out like 2 or 3 times a day.
That bitch. Oh my God. I had such a fluffy weekend. I swear to God, you guys. And I was telling you that before. I think I'm diabetic because I was eating sugar and stuff. Have you ever had just a fluffy weekend where you're just like, I'm fat? And just
all the fried food, all the bad food.
I had Funyuns. I don't even like Funyuns.
I haven't had Funyuns in a minute.
Oh my God, they burn your tongue. All right, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, though, let's talk about this whole Southwest Airlines thing. There are theories out there that they're lying. Did you guys see that?
Yep.
They said the weather thing, that's totally a BS excuse.
Well, there's a lot of theories. We're going to get to it as soon as we come back.
BJ and Jamie.
Sure, Spadil, whatever you want. All of a sudden, we're all just in here, right? BJ is out until tomorrow. He is officially coming back tomorrow because he tested negative, yesterday?
Yep.
And then he sent us a really defeated text. I felt so bad for him because you could just read his sadness. It was like, HR is making me stay home one more day. And it was just, that's all it said. I was like, all right, buddy, we'll see you on Tuesday. Like, I was all happy. And not, you know, for that, I was just trying to pick him up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you just read it.
It's like he's stuck in jail.
I know. Anyway, so we were all just talking in here, blah, 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 BSing. And then all of a sudden, Schmidl is like, the song's over. You got to talk. I was like, oh, okay. All right, that's fine. By the way, happy Indigenous Day. Yay! Yeah. And Columbus Day! I don't think we're allowed to say that.
Yeah, I don't think.
I don't know. Here's what we do know. We looked it up. And I guess some cities and towns here in Colorado have signed proclamations to make Columbus Day Indigenous Days. But overall, the state of Colorado has not signed the proclamation to make Columbus Day Indigenous Day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So a lot of states have made it official, but we are one of the states that have not made it official. However, other towns and cities or whatever, you know, have done it, taken it upon themselves to make it Indigenous Day. So I know that I learned the Pinta, the Santa Maria, and the something.
Nina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I thought that Columbus guy was a cool guy, but I guess later on in life we found out he was one some bitch. He's just a bad
dude.
Did some bad things along the way. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. I was like, we learned songs about him, about the
oh, yeah, in school all the time.
Yeah, Penta, the Nina, the Santa Maria, or whatever. Am I saying all these wrong?
Yeah, no, I think you got them. The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
What was the song?
I don't know the song.
Mr. Columbus, he sailed stuff and found America.
Your guess is as good as
mine.
Yeah,
maybe that wasn't it. I don't know. So banks are closed today, right? Yes. And the post office?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, okay. So
but trash service, we got a little bit of mixed reviews on the Texnado, so I'm not sure if that's going or not.
Trash?
Yeah, trash services. Usually on federal holidays, they don't go, but some people were saying that today they are.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I would think, I mean, they're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's pick up some trash.
Yeah, why not?
All right, the other thing we want to get to, and we talked about this a little bit, but this Southwest Airlines thing, you guys, I posted about it yesterday. I cannot even believe it was kind of like Groundhog Day. So the first person I talked to about I was talking to one of my friends, and she's like, hey, listen, I'm not even going to be there. I'm in Indiana, and I'm stuck because of Southwest Airlines. They've canceled my flights. I can't get anywhere. I can't get another flight. And I was like, wow, let me see what's going on. And she's like, listen, all across the board, Southwest is canceling flights. And I'm like, I haven't heard anything. Then my other friends, they were in Dallas, and they couldn't get out of Dallas. And her daughter has to be in school today. And so they were freaking out. They finally found a weird flight on another airline at 5 a.m. yesterday morning.
Oh, that's brutal.
And there were no hotels in Dallas. Nothing. Everything was sold out.
Yeah, because everyone was moved.
Yeah. And so then, those two have, and then Taya. And then Taya is in Florida yesterday, and they're delayed. And I was like, Taya, it's not good because I know my friend in Dallas is stuck. I know my friend in Indiana is stuck. And I'm like, you better try to get a hotel right now. And so she was going online to find it. And then they all of a sudden start boarding out of nowhere. I was like, oh my God, thank God for you. You know,
wow.
That they finally did last night at like 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, something like that. They finally started boarding. And then we saw on the news that one lady was on hold to change her flight for 12 hours.
She literally did not hang up her phone. She was on hold with Southwest for 12 hours straight without getting an answer.
I know. All right. So we have a little news clip. Here's what they're saying happened.
Parking isn't the only problem.
Any minute now. Right now would be good. Yeah. You can go ahead and play that.
Parking isn't the only problem at the airport tonight. Many Southwest Airlines passengers are frustrated after hundreds of flights were canceled here in Colorado and across the country. In a tweet, Southwest Airlines says it had to cancel and delay flights because of air traffic control issues and bad weather. Many passengers at DIA were left standing in line for hours trying to reschedule their flights. A few people told CBS4 they were already at the airport waiting to board when they were told their flights were delayed and then canceled.
Well, my husband's very angry. I'm just trying to roll with it. I'm a little concerned that my bag will get lost, but hopefully it'll all work out and we can try to either find another ticket from another airline.
An airline spokesperson says they are working to rebook passengers on other Southwest flights, and travelers should expect wait times to be longer than usual.
Wow.
So it's all over the place about what happened. Now, here's the thing. I guess Southwest passengers were left front, blah, 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 blah. The airline says it had to cancel and delay flights because of air traffic control issues. Now, the FAA has come out and said, we are not understaffed. We had plenty of air traffic.
Yeah, they're not experiencing shortages anywhere, they say.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so that was number one. The FAA says no air traffic shortage. But wind speeds did reach 100 miles per hour in parts of Colorado on Saturday.
Saturday.
But see, that's the thing, because Southwest in the entire country, 1,800 flights over the weekend were canceled. 150 just yesterday in Colorado at DIA.
Right. And then other people are saying that they have overbooked themselves and they've put too many flights into the system. And so what happens is it's a trickle down situation. So say Saturday they had delays and cancellations because of the 100 mile per hour. Mm-hmm. Well, then that just pushed all the others and they don't have enough space to make Sunday's flights happen because they have to accommodate Saturday's.
Because you're counting on all those planes, all those pilots, everything.
Yeah.
And so, I saw that the people who are rebooking on Sunday, they can't get a flight until Wednesday, most of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's going to screw up your week, isn't
That's
it?
That's not cool.
See, Bree was in Nashville last night, and they were coming back on Southwest. And this was all breaking yesterday, and I was like, What? And then, so she was like, she got to the airport, texted me, they're like, yeah, we're 45 minutes delayed, but they actually got out. Because I was scared that they were going to get canceled and have to stay in Nashville.
Yeah, so I'm probably not supposed to say this, but I don't even know if the pilots exactly know what's happening. Because the rumor was it's about a COVID walkout, a silent walkout thing, where they're protesting because of mandatory vaccinations.
Yep. Uh-huh.
But my neighbor, he's a captain with Southwest, and he hadn't heard anything like that.
Oh, so he didn't mention
anything about
that. He knew about
the mandatory thing, but he said that they were all just delayed out the wazoo.
Yeah.
But
I think the vaccine walkout is just like a social media rumor thing.
I do, too.
Yeah.
But, and the union, though, here's the fishy part about that. The union did file on Friday, the pilots union for Southwest, filed actions Friday to get the mandatory thing reversed, and that was on Friday. So it's the timing of them saying, we don't want to support this mandatory vaccination thing on Friday. And then now you have all these delays on Saturday and Sunday. So I don't know.
So maybe the pilots are just trying to keep it on the DL right now.
Right. Because the union said, we are aware that there were some rumors about our pilots walking out, but that did not happen. This is what the union's saying. That didn't happen. And there was no even secret thing of it happening.
I don't know. That's fishy. They filed a motion on Friday, and then you have 1,800 flights canceled and delayed.
But then why wouldn't they come out and say that that's their official stance?
I don't know.
You know?
Because it's a 50-50 situation with Americans right now.
Yeah.
You know, you've either pissed off half of the U.S. because they want everybody vaccinated, or you have 50% of the population going, yeah, you go.
You got to tread lightly.
It's an airline. You have to fly on the airline if you want to fly. Like, it doesn't matter how mad you are.
Yes, it does. No. People will pick a different airline.
They're all doing it. United's doing it.
Right.
I mean,
but it's still a tippy-toe kind of thing. Yeah, but United hasn't kicked back and said, we're not doing it. That's why Southwest has to keep it on the down low, because they're saying, we don't want to do this. United didn't say anything. United's like, okay, well, I'll do it. You know? Because
we haven't had any problems with any other major airline that has done this so far. Even Delta, American, or United haven't had any of these kind of delays or cancellations all of a sudden.
I mean, we know that there's two things that we're never supposed to talk about on the air because it never goes well. And one is politics, obviously, and then the other one is the vaccine.
Yeah.
It just never goes. So imagine you're a major airline. I mean, you know, you have to tippy-toe around that crap.
Yeah, I'm sure your PR team doesn't like any of that.
Yeah, they're like, you guys can walk out, but don't say it. Just ixnay on the walk-a. Or however you cool people say it. Right? I don't know. All right, when we come back, what are we doing? Does anybody know what we're doing when we come back? Oh, I know what we're doing. Somebody's written a book.
Oh.
Oh.
Totally capitalizing.
You guys, what is this about? Don't say anything. Don't say it is.
It's just so bad.
It is so bad. We'll give you all the details when we come back.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
By the way, we get a live text here every single morning at 51059. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. I'm not going to lie. BJ will be back with us tomorrow morning. He tested negative last night, and he's ready. He's sad, okay? He wants to be here.
He's getting out of prison.
Yeah, and so he's just like, let me out. Somebody said, I have to read it just because I like this. I wanted to tell you that Jamie and Carson do a... they don't even mention you, Schmidt. Anyway, I wanted to tell you that Jamie and Carson do a very nice morning show. It's nice to listen to, and it's really nice hearing Carson contribute to the show. I wish he'd speak up more when BJ is there. He's a very, very good DJ. You're a good DJ!
Hey, shout out to you.
Hey! Hey, good, everybody call Carson a good DJ.
DJ on the ones and twos.
He's a good DJ. All right, I don't know why I read that. But thank you for the text. We do read them all in studio, even when they're really hateful. I still read them and keep them inside and rock myself to sleep back and forth every night after I read them. So.
Sometimes they make us happy. Sometimes they make
sometimes
us cry our eyes out.
Fine. It's all fine. Hey, a couple things. Don't forget that I've always wanted to do this. I don't know why, but Christmas tree permits are coming out for Colorado on Thursday, I believe, and they're $15. You go to something like Colorado.gov.
Permits?
Yeah, so where you can go out to the woods and cut down a real tree.
Oh, really?
Like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing. And so they give out permits to certain areas. I've always wanted to do that. I don't know.
It sounds fun.
It does, right? Yeah. I have this, what?
I feel like it sounds like a great time, right? Like you have it all built up in your brain. Like this is going to be amazing family bonding. And then you get down there and you start chopping it and then it falls on someone or someone gets pinned under it and it's just a battle.
Right, or it's so much work to cut it down, you know, you're just...
Or dragging it back sounds like it might be a pain.
That might be a lot of work.
No, you carry it. No, you carry it.
And then it's not perfect like we see in the lots. It's all crooked.
Oh, they're never perfect. Yeah, nature.
I feel like it's kind of like a hayride. It sounds fun until that piece of straw goes up your ass.
Yeah. I mean, I've never had that happen, but I...
I'm sorry. It was one time. I've ruined it for life. It's just sad. All right. We were teasing a little bit about who's coming out with a new book. You guys, this is disgusting. Seriously disgusting. It's Jamie Lynn Spears, the sister, is coming out with a new tell-all book.
Yep.
Oh, it's the sister, not the dad?
Yeah, the sister.
No, the sister is, yeah.
Jamie Lynn Spears is coming out with a tell-all book.
Yeah, she sounds like she wants to stay relevant then.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's called Things I Wish I Would Have Said or something like that.
The Things I Should Have Said.
Well, that.
And you know it's all going to be, and they're basically playing it up like it's this tell-all book of all the family drama.
Yeah.
And even though it doesn't mention Britney Spears, you know it's going to be all about Britney Spears and their little friction because they've always had friction.
Well, and she's just making money. Yeah. And that's all this is. I don't know.
She's capitalizing on
it. She's going to take the angle of like, I wish I would have helped Britney with this, and I wish I would have said this about Britney.
I tried.
Exactly. I was like, no, you didn't. It's just a Hail Mary for money.
Britney's paying for her condo.
Right, she paid for her condo.
Still to this day.
And then she bought her mom a house and all that stuff. I don't know. I feel so bad for these really, really rich young kids because, you know, they obviously their parents made them who they are and they made millions because their parents pushed them into it. But man, they still also have to support them the whole time. I feel like Taylor Swift is the only one that likes her mom. Out of all of it. All right, a couple other things. We talk about it every time because it was a big deal, and we're mad. All of us are mad that that Kim Kardashian worked. It did, friends. I'm so sad to say. Saturday Night Live with Kim Kardashian, it nailed it.
It was one of the best episodes I've seen in a long time, like through and through.
And it's... shameful to say, but I wanted it to fail.
It pains me to my core.
I know.
That I actually was sitting there on my couch saying,
please don't
this work. Isn't that bad.
It's actually good.
It is good. Yeah, okay. So here is her opening monologue, number one.
I understand that the things that I say carry weight, but, you know, I would never tell anyone what they can or can't do. Remember, I'm a Kim, not a Karen. And honestly... with all of the K names, it's really impressive that my mom didn't pick Karen. I mean, somehow she just knew. I don't know how she saw that one coming and not Caitlin.
Slam, right? So good. But she also said something about, let's hear this, which one should we play? About her mom not knowing about Caitlin, number two.
That's the one we just played.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did I have a stroke?
I guess so.
Holy hell, that was scary. That was weird, wasn't it? I have a lot on my mind. I'm so sorry. God, I'm stupid. All right, so number three then. Sorry. It was about Kanye.
Kanye.
Sorry.
Now I know we're divided as a country, but I'd love America to come together, which is why I'm here to announce that I'm running for... I'm just kidding, guys. Running for president. We can't have three failed politicians in one family. I've been very blessed in this life, and I'm grateful for everything. Honestly, all the ups, all the downs. I mean, I married the best rapper of all time. Not only that, he's the richest black man in America. A talented, legit genius who gave me four incredible kids. So, when I divorced him, you have to know it came down to just one thing. His personality.
Slam. Somebody said, wow, I heard that she also did jokes about Nicole Brown Simpson. Is that true? If so, that's BS. She did some OJ jokes?
Yeah. I don't think she did any Nicole jokes.
I don't feel like anybody was.
It was all about OJ.
Yeah.
I watched the monologue this morning. I don't recall.
I don't either.
No, she didn't slam any. She didn't really mention anything in the monologue about OJ, yeah. But there were some skits.
Yeah, there were skits. Yeah. Okay. By the way, they used her a lot. I've never seen them use a celebrity in every single skit. I mean, they took advantage of that girl being on the show.
There was a lot.
Yeah, it really was. And I will say, the moms going to the club and they're too old to go to the club and falling asleep was so me.
Hilarious. That was, look it up on YouTube because it's a whole song and it's a production.
We'll post it.
They crushed it.
Yeah, because I was like, oh my God. And the girl's feet hurting so bad because she's wearing her red bottom shoes, her strappy ass shoes. I'm like, that's me.
She's sticking her feet in like ice buckets where bottles go and like bottle service.
Yeah, I might have been able, and sadly I could relate. And I'm like, oh my God, not only do you think that Kim is funny, now you're relating to her. Oh, sad. Somebody just texted in. Since we were talking about taking live text, I know that Jamie's always looking for something interesting to watch. I want to recommend a show documentary on Hulu. It's called Wild Crime, and it's about the man who pushed his wife off the cliff, allegedly, in the Rocky Mountain Forest a number of years ago, but actually killed his first wife, too. Oh. I haven't heard this one.
Neither have I.
So he...
I think I remember...
Was that the guy that rented out his swimming pool?
I don't know anything about it.
During the pandemic, was that same guy? You guys don't know what I'm talking about.
No, isn't that Barry Morphew?
No. So there was a guy who allegedly, supposedly, killed his wife, I guess, or was, kind of, they were looking at him.
Uh-huh.
And during the pandemic, he rented out his swimming pool. You guys don't remember that guy?
No.
I wonder if it was that guy. You guys don't remember.
I don't know.
I do briefly remember this story about the guy pushing his wife off, allegedly.
Here's what I know how you kill people, because I've been watching different shows. You tell them the tire's flat, they jack up the car, and then you kick the jack out from under it, and it falls on them and kills them.
Oh, and then you just walk away.
No, it was an accident. You call 911.
Oh.
Yeah, because they're under the car.
They're dead.
Yeah.
They're squished. They can't, like, say, she kicked it out from under the car. But make sure it's a really heavy car.
Your brain scares me.
No, I watched it on TV.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just saying.
You still retain the information.
I'm just saying, don't ever change a tire around me. Because I feel like, you know how we talked about, and I think you guys thought I was nuts about this, too. Have you ever been on the edge of a cliff and thought, oh, my God, I hope my body doesn't jump? Not because you're suicidal or anything, but just because you feel like you're going to have a mental episode and you feel like your body will thrust itself.
Anything could happen.
Yeah, accidentally your body will like go into some kind of weirdness and just throw itself off the cliff.
I feel like that anytime I'm close to an edge. Even when I'm here at work looking out the windows, I feel like that.
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's not crazy. It's okay, so it's normal. Well, that's why I feel like I'm going to have some kind of weird tic. That if I see somebody changing a tire, I'm going to kick that thing.
Oh, my gosh. Just out of natural reaction.
You should have an excuse if it happens.
You guys never have a weird thing that you think you're going to do something bad, like ever?
Not like that. Not trying to murder somebody just on accident.
Oops, my leg slipped. Sorry.
You're dead now.
Should I not tell things like that?
No one should ever be left alone with you ever.
No, but I don't know. I feel like my like, what if, because I watched somebody that I know personally, and they were low on, this is a true story. So they got really low on iron. Well, their brain literally flipped out, and they kind of knew that they were trapped in this flip out, but they couldn't stop it, and they didn't know what was happening, but it was iron deficiency, mm-hmm. And I guess we all should have known because the person was eating dirt and stuff like that, but their brain just snapped, and they thought that people were talking to them through the TV, and it was just very odd, so I read all about it. Well, this neurosurgeon, she actually had the same thing happen to her. She doesn't know why. It was hers was like magnesium or something. So when you're low on certain things,
yeah,
your brain is not fed and you flip out. And she said, I've sliced and diced brains my whole life. Never in my life did I think I'd be tearing off my clothes, running down Main Street, thinking that she said that like the Nazis were after her.
So what do you think you're
low
on? I think I'm low on just, I don't know, probably. I'm probably too high on Trulies.
Too high on Trulies.
That could be a bad combo. I mean.
But I do think about when you were talking about jumping or, you know, falling out the window.
Uh-huh.
I saw one of those Faces of Death or whatever. Do you remember those shows?
I remember those.
Well, the guy was showing off. He was like on the penthouse of his big skyscraper and he had a Rolex with a bunch of diamonds around it. And he was like, yeah, this is my place. And his Rolex with the diamonds hit the glass, shattered it, and he fell out.
There's one that's also kind of like that. It's a Face of Death thing where they're in an office building and he's like, yeah, this window's super strong. And then he like elbows it
yeah.
and he just falls with his momentum. Done.
Oh my God.
I'm not going near the windows.
Well, my biggest fear is being in a tanning bed when I lived in LA and an earthquake happening. And I being like just fried in the tanning bed because it didn't shut off. And like there was all kinds of like the building had, you know.
So you're pinned in.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I'm really tanned now. How did we get here?
I don't know. I was the same thing.
It was a roller coaster, I'll tell you that much.
You know what? Let's just end it with number 7, all right? Let's do that. Number 7. This is Sweeping the Nation on TikTok. It's pretty funny. Here it is.
Hi, y'all. I'm Pamela Pupkin, and you're about to do Pamela Pupkin's Halloween workout. Woo! This is Alan. All right, come on. Shake off the Skittles, shake off the Reese's, shake off those candy corns. Now ride the witch's broom, ride the witch's broom, ride the witch's broom, ride the witch's broom. Squash Satan, kick him in the crotch, squash Satan, kick him in the crotch, squash Satan, kick him in the crotch, kick that Satan in the crotch.
See, that makes everybody happy.
BJ and Jamie.
Dear Jamie White, please be advised that this letter serves as notice that you are in default of your rental agreement with Mini Storage. Pursuant to the terms of your rental agreement, we have placed our lock on the door of your unit and you are hereby denied access to the storage unit number blah, 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 located at blah, blah, blah. Until such time that all past due rents and other charges are paid in full, we hereby demand that you immediately forward to the undersigned the sum of $773, which the charges are itemized as followed. Rent, insurance, late fee, rent, insurance, late fee, lien fee, rent, insurance. Please be advised that we must receive payment in full of all charges no later than 15 days after mailing of this notice. If balance is not paid, your personal property will be advertised for sale on a publicly available website and will be sold on October 28th at 12:30 p.m.
Okay. People can buy Jamie stuff?
I'm also calling BS because they send a letter once a month to her like that and they never pull the trigger on it.
I know, but I was thinking because I told you there's only one good thing in my storage unit, right? And there's one thing I like and it's this big thing. It looks like a gourd, but it's a gigantic gourd that fits like 5 people in it. It's a piece of outdoor furniture and it has lights in it and stuff. It's, I mean, it's huge and like 5 people with a big, and it has a big cushion in it. You know, it looks like a big orgy gourd.
Something that would be like the Playboy Mansion or something like
right.
that.
It's just really a unique piece of furniture. And it was a little bit of money. And so it's, you know, worth something. But my God, after all these payments and after all this time, I've paid for that gourd like 80 times.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And other than that, there's nothing good in there. There's absolutely nothing good. So I think it serves me best for them just to auction it. Because for me to rent a U-Haul... Pay the $773, first of all, because I have to pay that. Mm-hmm. Then rent a U-Haul, which is like, what, $20 an hour or something, and pull all that crap out of there and then try to find, like, in my basement, a place for it.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a lot of work to find a place for all that stuff, like you
said.
Yeah,
and then this way, I get out of the $773, they just eat it themselves, right? I don't know. You guys can go and bid on... I wouldn't go over $2,000 for it, though. Just because the gourd was right around $2,000, but everything else, ooh, crap.
I think you should show up to your own auction and try and buy that gourd
buy
back.
The gourd? I think you have to buy... Well, according to Storage Wars, right, you have to buy the whole unit.
It is the whole unit, right? Or do they give you, like, a preview?
Well, you could just go up to the winner and be like, hey, there's this thing. Can I buy it off you?
Oh, yeah, that is a good idea. All right, so here's what we do. October 28th, I'll give you guys the address and stuff. Bid on my storage unit and then let me buy my gourd off of it. But what you will like in the storage unit is because it's everything from the Havasu house. And then when I lived in that, well, I didn't live there, but when we had it, I was like a size 4. So there's lots of size 4 clothing.
Okay.
And now I can put one leg in that. Like, oh my God, it's a little tight for a leg. Because you always had to be skinny out there because it's the lake and stuff. Yeah. So, all right. Well, that was... Thanks, Spadil, for bringing me this.
Yeah.
I really, really appreciate this. A couple of things I want to wrap up because we're going to close out the show early. By the way, BJ is going to be back tomorrow. Yay! Woo! I mean, I think he is just so happy to be back tomorrow. He's kind of... Just between all of... I think he's a little bit mad at the company.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I... think that he thinks that they kind of went overboard.
Yeah.
Because he just had contact with somebody that had the COVID.
And he had 2 negative tests.
And he had 2 mm-hmm. negative tests yeah. already. But it is our policy. And we have to go by the rules. And once they set that, then he's not special where he can get out of it, right? I mean, if it's the corporate policy, even though BJ is special and we wanted him to get out of it and we tried real, real hard, we have to follow corporate policy.
Yeah, they got
to
go with it.
Yeah, because they can't say like, oh, well, BJ came back with 2 negatives, so why can't we? And that's why. But I don't think he's very happy with our company and our company's policy.
He's going to be fired up tomorrow. Like, I have no idea. Oh, he's going to be all over the place.
Well, right, because think about it. He's been gone since, what, Tuesday?
Yes.
Of last week? Is that right?
Yeah, so he was out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and then you keep Saturday and Sunday in there, right. And all with a little baby and a wife.
Ugh.
Oof. Trapped in the...
Not trapped.
Well,
it's a baby and a wife.
No, I know, but that's a lot. It's a lot of family together for 24 hours.
It is a lot of family together, right? Ooh. But I don't know if the other, I don't know if they were exposed to. I don't know what the whole situation is. But you think if he was exposed, then maybe he exposed. I don't know.
Yeah, because he would be with them. Yeah. So.
So I don't know how it all went down. But anyway, he is coming back tomorrow. And so I agree with Carson and Schmidl. He's going to be just, we're just not even going to come in tomorrow. We're just going to let him roll.
He's just going to talk for 5 hours straight.
Yeah, he's like,
it's not even going to be music.
No, he's just like, I have other people to talk to. I'm so excited. Oh my God, this is crazy. Yes, it's so exciting. Hey, so let's just wrap up a couple of things. First of all, how about those Broncos?
Yay.
What happened, you guys? What happened to the Broncos?
It was an all-out disaster of a game.
It wasn't embarrassing.
No, it wasn't. The entire game as a whole was embarrassing, yes.
Wait,
it was.
You're going to tell me this isn't embarrassing.
All coming down to this. Bridgewater. Intercepted. James Pierre picked it. And Pittsburgh is going to win it.
And I got news for you. Pittsburgh is not a good team.
No.
Oh, they're not?
No.
Oh.
They're kind of like run-of-the-mill, like average.
Yeah.
Like they were saying Roethlisberger is done, their quarterback, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh, maybe he's not that old. Maybe he's turning the corner. All because of us. We made him look good.
Happens every time to Colorado teams. We're always the make-good team.
All right, whatever. That happened, and then did you say baseball? Some kind of baseball or something?
Oh, last night the Tampa Bay Rays were taking on the Red Sox, and the Rays got screwed over by a call.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was really bad.
And then the biggest thing all weekend, if you can go to number 7, please, for me. Number 7, because this is sweeping the nation on TikTok. I love it. Here it is.
Hi, y'all. I'm Pamela Pupkin, and you're about to do Pamela Pupkin's Halloween workout. Woo! This is Alan. All right, come on. Shake off the Skittles. Shake off the Reese's. Shake off those candy corns. Now ride the witch's broom, ride the witch's broom, ride the witch's broom, ride the witch's broom. Squash Satan, kick him in the crotch. Squash Satan, kick him in the crotch. Squash Satan, kick him in the crotch. Kick that Satan in the crotch.
Woo! All right, you guys, we did it. Oh, I'm so proud of you guys. You just... I'm never really sure how it's going to go, I have to be honest. But you kicked ass and took names, so thank you very much for that. BJ, again, will be back tomorrow morning. We're excited about that. Do we have more Denver Nuggets tickets
yep,
tomorrow?
All week.
Yeah, all week?
Okay, so we have that. So I guess we'll wrap this sucker up. If you guys, you never get to say goodbye, so if you want to do your out again.
Oh, yeah.
Because
okay.
Last time we did this, it really sounded awesome.
Schmidl, you're kicking us off.
Say hi to your mom for me.
That's just what you said last time. I forgot. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Just say goodbye.
All right. We out.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.